Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High in studio with you the day after Christmas. Hope you are enjoying your day after Christmas at home, relaxing, just taking it easy. And if you are listening, we enjoy having you as part of your day. Let's go ahead, though. We have a guest in studio. We have David Raines from the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. Good morning, Mr. Raines. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Did you have a pretty good Christmas?
You know, it was great. You can't beat it almost being 70 degrees. Wow.
It didn't feel like Christmas out there, but you know what? That's one of those days when it's good. You can get outside and try out all your stuff.
Oh, man.
Your Christmas stuff, that's outside stuff. You can actually use it that day.
I'm sure mom and dad said, kids, get outdoors.
Get outdoors.
Take all that stuff and go outside.
Play with the baseball or whatever out there. But plenty of stuff going on at the CRC. So first of all, before we get started, before we start talking about everything, what are some ways that we can find out what's going on at the rec center?
You know, we have multiple ways. Obviously, you can come through our door at 508 Park Street at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center and get information. But you can also go to our website, which is www.coffeyvillerec, and that rec is REC.com to find out. We also have a Facebook page. Our Facebook page, we post a lot of photos of our events that go on there. We just had Santa Paws the other evening on Monday to get donations for the Coffeyville Animal Shelter. We posted all the pictures on our Facebook page there. So the bulk of our posting does go to our Facebook page. It's just so much easier to do than our website. But all the information about programs or activities or building rentals or field rentals can be found on our website as well. So, and obviously we come to KGGF every month to do our spot here. We also list things at the chamber calendar and send things to the Coffeyville Journal. We also have a text message rained out service, and it's changing a little bit starting in January of 2020, but it's rainedout.com. I'm not going to get into all the changes that are happening, but basically it's going to be a fee-based service now. The CRC will not benefit from any of this. It's actually the rained out service itself is getting so bombarded because it's a free service that now, obviously, the providers that they use are seeing how popular it is, so now they want to start charging for some of that service, which is unfortunate, but, you know, it just kind of is what it is, so...
You have lots of places available for rental and just for lots of different things, correct?
We do. We have the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center, which has two meeting rooms, a gymnasium, a kitchen. It's very popular for family reunions, wedding showers, you know, baby showers. It's popular for that. Also, we do schedule rentals at the indoor pool at Field Kinley High School. They are available. It is available for rent. You know, we have ball fields, obviously, that we rent as well. Maybe not this time of year because of what Mother Nature can bring. But we see a lot of class reunions, birthday parties. So if you would call Christine Lay at 251-5910 extension 12, she can help you out about availability of dates and times. And we should say, during office hours, which are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center, it is all free to use our facility. The only time you would need to pay a fee is if it is an after-hours event. So.
Okay. Okay. But also, you guys have open gym times at the gym as well.
We have a lot of open gym times. Typically, it's 1 to 3 Monday through Thursday. But with the holiday schedule, we know kids are out of school. Today, actually, our building opens back up. It's been closed the last couple of days. But we will do today and tomorrow, 1 to 3 p.m. for 7th grade and below. If kids are under the age of 8, they must be accompanied by a parent. And for 3 to 5 p.m. Thursday and Friday, we will do 8th grade and up. Monday will be the same schedule, 1 to 3, 7th grade, 3 to 5, 8th grade and up. And Tuesday, which is New Year's Eve, same schedule. We will be closed January 1st, obviously. Thursday and Friday, same schedules, 1 to 3 for 7th grade and below. 8th grade's 3 to 5 p.m., both on Thursday, January 2nd, and Friday, January 3rd. So
kind of let those kids get them out of the house and let them run around, run all that extra energy off, you
know. Absolutely.
Especially if it gets cold, at least they'll have some place to go inside to play.
And it looks like it's... may turn a little chilly.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Today, actually, it's supposed to drop like down to 54. But, I mean, this time
we'll
of year,
it.
54? Absolutely. I mean, and especially we're looking at some rain this weekend as well. So, a good time to get inside as well. Also, there are the basketball courts at the park.
You know, it's a good time to get out to not only LeClaire, but Harmon Park or any of our others. Just to, obviously, get outside and move. Get some fresh air. But, you know, LeClaire Park courts, there are three courts out there. One of them is a condensed down junior size version of a court, so they could get there. The skate park at Sherwin-Williams is always open. There are 10 pieces of equipment out there. They can not only choose to skateboard, but, you know, inline skating is popular out there. Also, the little scooters that you can ride are popular as well, and it's obviously used quite a bit. Sherwin-Williams Park, again, is located at 103 South Klein. So, you know, good time to get outside. Yesterday was probably our best day, but, you know, these next couple of days may not be too bad.
Yeah, exactly. Like we said, it's going to be 50s today, so it's still going to be nice out there. There are lots of different ways to register for all the recreational activities. And how can folks do that?
Easiest way is to come through our doors. Business hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We are open during lunch. For those that cannot make it through those times, we do have a drop box located to the left of our entryway. So they would bring you can print the registration forms off of our website, drop a check into our drop box. They can also go to our website. There is a online register tab to the left. They can click on that. You can use credit card or debit card to go that route, but it's pretty easy and convenient to register even after hours with us nowadays.
And lots of special events going on, including lap swim and water aerobics coming up.
We do. We have lap swim and water aerobics at Field Kinley High School. Lap swim, we offer an a.m. and a p.m. The a.m. session is Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 7 a.m.
That's for your early birds.
That's
there.
For the early birds. You got to be pretty dedicated to go at those times. The evening session is Monday through Thursday from 7:15 to 8:15. Water aerobics is Monday through Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Both of those require a monthly fee. They're both $25 per month.
Still not bad, though.
So
that's still pretty good, though.
Not bad at all. Pretty good bang for your buck.
And also, you got movements with Shay. It's kind of like, I guess, yoga and stuff like that.
It's kind of a high-intent HIIT class.
Right.
It's $6 per class. They meet Mondays and Fridays from 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. But she also offers the evening class from 5:30 to 6:30, both on Mondays and Wednesdays. So it's a little bit of a cross-training approach. And use some functional body weight in your movements. So,
well, I'll tell you what, if you take that early class, man, you'll be ready to go in the morning after that because your blood will be flowing.
Absolutely.
You'll be ready to go in the morning.
She will get you going.
There's also pickleball, is kind of new,
yep.
But it sounds pretty interesting.
Pickleball is great. We've got a pretty good group of people that come in and use it. We're just ecstatic on how it's worked out. It's been about a year now since we've had it going, but pickleball takes place Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 12 in our gymnasium at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. There is absolutely no charge for this. This is a free thing. We do have paddles available for those that, if you want to try it, but hey, I'm not going to go buy a, you know, $15 paddle. Please come out. We have those available. We have three courts in our gymnasium set up. It is open free play. We have anything from beginners to those that are a little bit more competitive at it. So it will take place today. We will do it. We will do it Thursday. Today is Thursday. You kind of lose
right.
track of time
yes,
with the holidays.
But, yeah, exactly.
But we will do it from 10 a.m. to noon today, and then obviously every Tuesday and Thursday at those same times. So.
Yeah, it feels kind of like Monday, and then you realize it's Thursday. So that's a good thing because
does.
It's a short week. So also, coming up, you know, you got in-service days that come up during school year. So if there's no school, there's no problem. You guys can help out parents with that.
You know, we do. Our special events coordinator, Jamie Grant, offered some you know, if they're not in school and you don't know where to rush the kids off to, you know, Jamie has some sports and games planned, crafts, other activities during those days. Our next one will be coming up January 20th. It's a Wednesday. They can spend from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. Like I said, we'll feed them. We'll have activities, games. They will stay busy. It's a fee of $20 per child. We do need a minimum of 10 participants to make this go, and we will take a maximum of 30 for that event. So it's a good event. It you know, lets the kids just not be sitting at home all day. Obviously, it puts them doing things and being creative and just having a good time.
And plus, they get fed and they'll be in a safe atmosphere. So that's always going to be a good thing. You got some upcoming programs coming up.
We do have some upcoming ones, and we don't have dates on these yet, but we will be offering another tumbling session. We usually do two sessions during the fall, two sessions during the spring. So look for those dates soon. And youth soccer signups will be coming up. I know that's hard to fathom being December 26th, but we need to start thinking about spring, so they will be. And I need to say thank you. We've had some sponsors step up for our youth basketball programs. What they've done is they've come in and obviously their donations help sponsor our youth basketball uniforms for our teams. We need to mention those because they're extremely important to our mission and what we do. And that is Community State Bank here in Coffeyville, Acme Foundry, and Commercial Bank. They have been extremely important to what we're doing, and we can't thank them enough for their, obviously, their willingness to come in and say, and you know, it's great seeing the kids run around town, and I know the sponsors love it too, you know, with their Acme shirts on, with their Community right. State Bank shirts on, because, you know, they wear them to school, you know, they wear them out running around. So we want to say thank you to them for stepping up, and also our coaches and assistant coaches. They dedicate a lot of time to our kids in practices, in games. Parents should be thanking them. I know we appreciate them at the rec, and sometimes it's hard to find coaches that are willing to step up. So thank you so much for what they do for our programs and what they do for the kids of our community.
Well, it takes a lot to make all these things happen, but you guys are doing a great job over there at the CRC, and again, the volunteers making great things happen at the CRC as well. So we appreciate what you guys also do for the community to help out, help kids get out and be fit and run around, stay active instead of just kind of staying inside all day.
So, you know, our mission is, you know, we look at it every year saying, you know, maybe should we change it? Should we do something? But it is really so important. We build our community through recreation, and you know, it doesn't get any more simplified than that.
Absolutely. So, again, this was David Raines, the Director of Recreation at CRC. We appreciate you coming in today, sir, the day after Christmas, to talk about the great things you guys are doing.
Thank you for taking time.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.